Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com and our study in Luke chapter 5 verses 33 through 39 as we close out our study of Luke chapter 5 with a message titled, New Wine Needs New Bottles. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please send those by email to bbfohio@protonmail.com. Or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin our study in Luke chapter 5, verses 33 through 39, titled, New Wine Needs New Bottles. This is part 1 of 2. So we're going to study Luke 5. We're going to close out our study of Luke chapter 5. New wine needs new bottles. And so open your Bibles there and get ready to study. After current events update, of course, we're going to talk about COVID-19 and survival advice from Sister Bethany. Provides us this customer, or what we call public service announcement.
Count all the sand in the litter box, fold your laundry again and find all the socks. Go outside and walk in laps, stay inside, take lots of naps. If you have cabin fever, oops, don't say fever this time. Stack your TV in perfect lines.
Two shall pass, amen. And if you lose your sense of humor, you may lose your mind. So keep a sense of humor about you. Yes, sir.
And of course, the Bugs Bunny version of that is, take life too seriously and you'll never get out of it alive.
Yeah, amen. But let us continue to pray for the sick and for our nation. We just want everybody to know we're not making light of the reality. We just, you know, there's a bit of a panic that needs to be settled down. Here's just one example. You're hearing all these statistics about how many people are dropping dead in Italy. The fact is, 99, this is their statistics, 99% of those who died from the virus, coronavirus, in Italy had other illness. There's a higher level of the elderly in Italy, a higher level of smokers in Italy, and of the, there are hundreds of people who have died, I believe, in Italy. They have a population of tens of millions, and I'm not sure the exact number, but it's less than 0.01% of the population, and it's almost all very elderly or sick with underlying conditions. A what? Well, that's something. They are a touchy culture, but even worse than that, when this coronavirus was called China virus or Wuhan virus, and all the libtards said that was racist, so the idiot liberals in Italy decided they'd prove how politically correct they are by going around having people hug Chinese people in Italy.
What?
And that's one of the reasons why they've had a higher infection rate. And you shouldn't be hugging anybody, but especially people who, they, now let me make, it's not people from China, people from Wuhan. These were people from Wuhan, where the virus broke out in Italy, that were standing with a mask on, and people were walking up and hugging them. So it's liberalism is idiocy. It's insanity, and it'll get you killed. It'll put you in hell, too. And that's what is one of the reasons why Italy had such a higher rate. But again, this is from Bloomberg.com, by the way, Mike Bloomberg's own paper or news source. So look that up. But they did provide a couple of charts we'll just look at real quick. If you look in percentages, 48.5% of those who have died had three or more illnesses. No, I'm not in the three. I'm in the one, actually. But 25.6, I guess you could say I'm in this one. 25.6% had two other illnesses, and 25% had one other illness, which leaves only 0.8% of the deaths were people who didn't have other illnesses. And so you need to ask yourself why your lying, good-for-nothing news media in America is putting out headlines to scare the crap out of you. I mean, Americans, wake up. Libtards, liberals, idiots run our news sources, and they're wanting you to be freaked out so that you'll watch their news, buy their papers, and they'll make money off you. They're just like the false prophets in the Bible making merchandise off of you.
That's right.
And that's the truth. That's the reality. And not enough preachers have enough guts, and not enough American, American men and women with the ability to speak out have the guts to say so. All these preachers are just lining up and not using their brains, and they're just telling everybody exactly what they're told to say. You know why? Because they're hirelings. And Jesus said the hireling will get out of the way and let the wolf have you. And I'm not going to do that. And that's why I tell you, you should take the flu should be taken seriously. If you're elderly or have underlying illness, it could be just the regular flu that kills you. But don't panic and don't let these people make merchandise of you. One more chart just shows basically the same thing. The median age of the infected is 63. But most who die, the median age is 80 and a half years old.
Wow.
They're not telling you that on the news. And YouTube, a bunch of useless liberal punks, will probably take this video down if the wrong person watches it, because they're part of the whole libtard nation trying to, you know, make merchandise of people, and they've already threatened to take down videos that contradict anything that the government's telling you.
The YouTubers I watch who are talking about the science behind the virus and all that kind of stuff, they have to call out the virus and shall not be named.
Yeah, they're using buzzwords so they won't have their videos taken down. And, you know, if they do that to us, then from now on I'll do that. But right now we'll just play it straight. This is some good news. An Israeli pharmaceutical company is donating millions of doses of potential coronavirus drug. It's called hydroxychloroquine sulfate, which means if I get coronavirus, that could be a problem because I do have a sulfate drug allergy. But if you don't have a sulfate drug allergy, and even if you do, you can test it and see if it's going to react. But a combination of this chloroquine and a Z-Pak in New York, Laura Ingraham had a doctor on her show, and he had more than 100 patients with coronavirus, including elderly and people with underlying disease, gave them chloroquine and Z-Pak, and they all got better.
Within a lot of 6 days.
Yeah, it took them a few days. Well, an Israeli company, I think it's called Teva Pharmaceutical Industries, is donating more than 10 million tablets of this chloroquine. It's a malaria drug, by the way. It's been in use for several decades. And President Trump mentioned that in a couple of his news briefs or whatever. And by the way, you might have heard one of our folks sneezing. It is allergy season.
Yes.
So don't be freaking out when you see somebody sneeze or if you sneeze. They give you the symptoms of coronavirus and the flu, and runny nose, itching eyes, sore throat, coughing, sneezing, are symptoms of allergies.
Amen.
So if you start to feel achy and running a fever over 100, then you need to get checked and stay away from people. And if you have these symptoms and they just make you feel bad, stay away from people. You know, don't risk it. But otherwise, don't freak out. Yeah, Johnny.
So just going to mention it. Also, I mean, we just recently lost an hour.
Yeah,
and it's also, and we're also in March, which is in between of going from cold to
right.
Warm. And so,
in other words, at this time of year, it's normal for these symptoms. So, but if in doubt, stay away from everybody. You know, that's. I just want to mention this too. You're seeing a lot of this. You're seeing a lot of this things taking place to basically help the police state and the New World Order. And we'll talk about that in a second. But you're also seeing the New World Religion. And more professing Christians are buying into this idea that, you know, oh, we should not, you know, we should just get along with people and everything. Well, yeah, I want to get along with you, but I'm not going to stop preaching that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to join with ecumenical prayer groups and all that kind of thing. And this is a Roman Catholic fake Jesus in Rio de Janeiro. It's famous, being up on a hill and all that. And they got all the different flags from the different nations, and they're having multi-faith prayer and all this stuff. Listen, folks, just because you get scared to death about a virus, you don't throw the Bible out the window. There's only one true God. There's only one book in English. It's the King James Bible. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Only Jesus was God in flesh. All other religious leaders were liars. Jesus is the only one who could die for your sins and did die for your sins, was buried and rose again. Only He has paved the way for you to go to heaven by faith in Him. All others are false.
Amen.
Sean?
It looks like a UN Jesus up there.
Yeah.
Un-Jesus.
Yeah, the un-Jesus. Yeah, Stephen?
Where do you think they put the U.S. flag?
I don't see it.
I was looking.
It's not on there.
I immediately looked at his armpit, but it's not there.
On the un-Jesus, they probably put it on the backside.
Yeah, it's on the backside. But I'm not. I'll go back to that for a second. Whoop, if it won't stay. We'll talk more about it if it continues. But just FYI. There's all kinds of things going on that have the government is doing things that they don't have any constitutional right to do, or it has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Go out and look at Rand Paul's statement today, and look up the FBI who took an online data source offline that is used to basically get information to check for corruption in our government.
Freedom of Information
Act. Why would you take that off the line for a virus? It's not a computer virus. They're crooks. The FBI are a bunch of crooks. And everybody's saying, oh, it's just the upper level. No, it's not. Those lower level guys are also crooks because they should be blowing the whistle on people like that. And the Department of Justice, they're doing things that trying to pull power plays that have nothing to do with the coronavirus.
They want to introduce something that they can detain you indefinitely for no reason.
Why would you do that for someone with a virus? You know, you'd take them to the hospital maybe, but you wouldn't indefinitely detain them. So just keep your eye on this stuff, folks. The reason why Donald Trump is so hated is because he's been outing these deep state characters who are Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Bohemian Grove, you name it, a bunch of perverts, powerful perverts in our government.
Yeah.
And you better keep your eye on them because they want to do it away with our Constitution. And Romans 13 says God instituted that government, and so the American people need to stand up and say, over my dead body.
Amen.
Our founder said, give me liberty or give me death. Today's Americans are like, just don't hurt me. You know that happens when you give up God. Because then you're afraid of death. You're a spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christian. You're not afraid of death.
Amen.
That's the difference.
Oh, spread the tidings round where every man is found, where the human hearts and spread the tidings round. Wherever man is found, the comfort has come. The long, long night has passed, the morning breaks at last, and hush the dreadful wail and fury of the blast. As o'er the golden hills, the
5:33-39. New wine needs new bottles. We'll see that in the text. Jesus, as we saw in our last study, is dealing with Pharisees. And in verse 32, he just said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, the understanding is, what he's saying there is that you can't reach a self-righteous person. You reach the sinner who knows they're a sinner.
Amen.
And so when you go out preaching to people or want them to get saved, the first thing you have to do is make sure they know they're lost. And if you're talking to a Darwinian, they don't believe in sin. Or they don't believe in the sin nature. And if you're talking to a liberal, they have the same idea of an inherent goodness of man. The Bible clearly teaches that man has a sinful nature, but most of the churches you would visit in this area do not teach that you have a sinful nature. And they spend most of their time just preaching and teaching psychobabble. And so that's why we're not seeing a lot of people be saved in this end of the age. The Bible said it would be like that. And there's a great apostasy, great falling away taking place within Christendom, quote unquote. So he was dealing with the same thing when he came the first time that he'll find when he raptures the church the second time. So we want to begin in verse 33, and I'm going to have you read the odd verses through the rest of the chapter, verse 39. So if you will, begin with me in verse 33. And they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bride chamber is, or while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. God's people say amen. Amen. So we begin up in verse 33, after Jesus saying he came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers likewise, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? Remember, John is an Old Testament prophet. And so when you're talking, even the, John's disciples were doing things the right way, and a lot of the Pharisees, at least, were doing things the wrong way, but both were under the dispensation of Mosaic law. And Jesus is bringing about change. And so they're asking, why aren't you like us? Now, the fact is, for 2,000 years, simple Bible believers have faced this question. At this time, believers in Jesus Christ began moving from law to grace. Paul would have a problem because they'd be eating meat that wasn't kosher, as we say today. By the 4th century, there was this false religious system called the Roman Catholic Church. And they would have things like, at some point, they kind of evolved into more and more heresy as time goes on. But they had things like you couldn't eat meat on Fridays, so everybody would eat fish. And if you lived in a predominantly Catholic area, even in the public schools on Friday, you'd have fish. And we'd all hate it, and we'd blame the Catholics. But they come up with these arbitrary rules. And so they'd see me. A lot of times I knew there was going to be a Friday fish fry at the school. Then I'd bring something to eat, like pizza with pepperoni and sausage, or, you know, whatever. And the Catholic kids would salivate looking at me and saying, you know, why aren't you eating fish? And I'd say, because I'm not stupid.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. I mean, because I wasn't even saved at the time. I was like, you know, you want to follow your little religious stuff, go right ahead. I mean, I'm a Baptist. I can eat anything. You hear me? Yeah. I wasn't even saved. I'm still a Baptist. You know what I mean? And but they have all kinds of things. How many of you saw a couple weeks ago, they were walking around with a smudge on their forehead, or some had a cross. And, you know, again, if you're in a predominantly Catholic area, they'll come up to you and they say, what'd you do, wipe it off? You're like, wipe what off? Your ashes. It's Ash Wednesday. Why aren't you like us? And throughout most of that 2,000-year history, it just wasn't, why aren't you like us? It is, you be like us or we will kill you. Yeah. Or at least torture you or throw you in prison. And so this is where it actually began, you know, back in the Old Testament, Cain and Abel. You know, why didn't you bring a salad, Abel? What do you do? Kills him. Amen. This is a quote from the Anglican, a guy named J.C. Ryle. I just love his stuff. Once in a while, he'd get off on some Anglican nonsense, but he really was. If all Anglicans were like J.C. Ryle, then I know some Anglicans that are like him, but not very many. He said, quote, it will signify little at the last day what we thought about fasting and eating and drinking and ceremonies. Did we repent and bring forth fruits meet for repentance? Did we behold the Lamb of God by faith and receive Him as our Savior? All of every church who are found right on these points will be saved. All of every church who are found wrong on these points will be lost forevermore. Amen. And that says it all. And as you read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they call them the synoptic gospels, and they emphasize the humanity of Jesus. The Gospel of John emphasizes the deity of Jesus. The deity of Jesus is in all four. Amen. But John focused in on that largely, I believe, because he also dealt with a lot of the philosophy of the Logos principle and that sort of thing. And he was reaching beyond the Jews to the Greeks and the Gentiles with his gospel. And we'll say more about that at a later time. But we move to verse 34, and it's an amazing response. Verse 34 says, "And he said unto them, Can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them?" Listen, folks, the Pharisees are not liking what they're seeing, and they're not liking what they're hearing. I don't think, unless you really give it some thought, you can't imagine how mind-blowing the Pharisees were at hearing this and other things we've already seen and things we're going to continue to see and hear. The Pharisees were supposed to be all about the law. And as Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. Moses, if you read the law and you're really paying attention, Deuteronomy 18 is one very clear place where it's all talking about a prophet like unto Moses who would come. And, you know, it's been 1,500 years, and where's this Messiah been? Imagine then all of a sudden this, well, they've had some false messiahs show up, by the way. You also have to remember that. So when Jesus shows up and he's doing miracles and he's saying things like this that at least give him a messianic quality, the Pharisees are on guard because they've already had a bunch of false messiahs rise up over the years. And they are picking up on this. They're realizing this guy is not only doing miracles and ignoring a lot of our rules, but he's making something of himself. He's making himself a messianic character at the very least. And that's a major, major thing for us to understand about the Pharisees. So in verse 35, he continues, Jesus speaking, he says, "But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." Of course, we, with hindsight, we understand he's talking about being killed, resurrected, and ascending to heaven. And this happened 40 days, counting the resurrection day, 40 days after the resurrection. Let's look at that over in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, beginning verse 3. And again, this is Luke wrote, the same author of our gospel we're studying, Luke wrote Acts. And he begins in verse 3, and it's referring to Jesus saying, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion." I hope you know that his passion refers to his death, burial, and resurrection. "By many infallible proofs." And I really believe this is not saying that he went around doing magic shows, as I've heard people refer to it.